This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. Jennifer Balch is the director of CU Boulder's Earth Lab. Her research focuses on the human impacts on the fire season and the expansion of wildfire territory. She's on the line. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In California right now, we have wildfires that are tearing through neighborhoods and destroying homes, forcing people to evacuate. I think for many of us, when we hear the term wildfire, we think of natural environments, but the images from these fires does not match with that. Does that illustrate that people across the West should be prepared for wildfires to start coming closer to home?
Yeah, we build in flammable places, and particularly in the West, where many of our ecosystems are adapted to fire. Over very long periods of time, they've experienced fire. So the fact that we build our homes and live in these wild places and these intermixed lands between wild areas and urban areas, we're essentially putting homes in the path of fire. But at the same time, people are also bringing fire wherever they go. Over a two-decade period, we've looked at the number of fires, wildfires that were started by people across the country, and it's over 84%. And we looked at government records of over 1.5 million wildfires. And so people are really playing a substantial role in starting our wildfires. And the bigger context here is that we know there's a link between a warmer and a drier climate and wildfires. And we've known that for over a decade. In the western U.S., regional temperatures have increased by 2 degrees Fahrenheit since the 1970s. Snowmelt is occurring a month earlier in some places, and consequently, the fire season length has increased by almost 3 months. We also know that the number of large fires has increased fivefold since the 1970s. So where there were 20 large fires a year in the 1970s, since 2010, well over 100 large fires each year are happening.
We've seen tons of wildfires across the West this summer, but not as many in Colorado. Can you speak to some of the areas of concern in Colorado or what is happening in our local fire season this year?
Yeah, in Colorado, we experienced a little over 60,000 acres of wildfires. And when you compare that to Montana, which experienced over 1 million acres of wildfires this year, Colorado was spared. And part of the reason why that is because California, Oregon, Montana experienced some incredibly dry and hot weather conditions this summer and then leading into the fall. Several of those states set records for how hot or dry it was ever. In 2017, up through the end of September, is the third warmest year on record. 2016 was the warmest year on record ever since the 1800s. And 2015 was the second warmest year. So we've had three incredibly dry and hot years in a row. There's three things that fire needs: an ignition source, fuel to burn, and dry conditions. And so the perfect combination for fire is when you have a wet period followed by a dry period.
Now, we know that ecosystems across the West actually need fire to be healthy. And I'm wondering how we find that balance living in fire-prone areas while also allowing these natural cycles to happen?
Yeah, that is the question. Currently, 9% of the U.S. land area is this intermix between wild areas and urban areas, and that's only projected to double by 2030. And people want to live in natural places. They want to live among trees and shrubs and grasslands. They want to live in wild places. But the consequence of that is that we do have to reckon with how those homes and how people are vulnerable to wildfires. In fact, we tried the experiment of removing fire from ecosystems for over 100 years of fire suppression, and the upshot of that is that it didn't work. It's impossible to remove fire from the landscape, but we can better manage it. And we can better build into these ecosystems. There's lots of things that we can do to reduce the flammability of homes by using materials that are less flammable. We can focus on the arrangement of communities and building in fire breaks using roads. There's lots of things that we can do to make communities more firewise. You know, obviously, fires that threaten people's homes or people's lives are the fires that we don't want. But there is room for us to put fire back into the landscape. And the question is, how do we do that, and when do we do that, and where do we do that? And what's tricky is that the fire season length is so much longer now that the window of opportunity to do prescribed burns and to do the right kinds of burns that are helpful and that we can control in some way, that window of opportunity is getting smaller and smaller. And we have this confluence of multiple factors, including regional warming, plus people living in inflammable places, and plus people starting those wildfires. So we have this merging of three different things that are really tricky to overcome in terms of a solution. But I do think that recognizing that fire is an inherent part of many of our ecosystems and that we can build better and we can burn better will help us get to a more sustainable relationship with fire.
Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, have a great day.
Jennifer Balch studies wildfire at CU Boulder. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.